for DeFridays, and we're going to spend the next half hour here together and get you ready for Palm Sunday. I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you need any work done on your air conditioner or your heater, I don't see that really being a big need right now, but you know, if you do, you do. Some people like their houses to be really, really warm. But Creative AC Solutions, if you're in the central part of the county here, say Canaveral Groves, Rockledge, Cocoa, Port St. John, Merritt Island, Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach, that area there. If you're in that area, Bill can come to you. He knows about all sorts of things, about all sorts of systems. Things that I didn't even know about modern air conditioners. My son was looking at one and talked to Bill, and Bill said, here's the weak point in this system right here. And just on the phone, I am amazed by people, you know, mechanics who know the size of the nut or the bolt that goes on a starter in a 1947 Ford. You know, it's like, how do you know that, you know, off the top of your head, just automatic recall. And that's the way that Bill is pretty much with the systems that he works on. He just knows all sorts of things about every different type of system. If he can be a blessing to you and help you to get up and running and keeping your cool, especially during this very challenging season, give him a call, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. So we want to talk to you today and give you the opportunity to participate in the offering fundraiser here at WMIE. If you would like to help them with their expenses, so this program and others just like it, well, I'm not sure anything is just like it, but you know what I mean. 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000. I can tell you that this is a very important ministry. It's not a ministry where, well, this is just going to go to something lavish. Not like that at all. Very functional, very functional. And your help is greatly appreciated and greatly needed. 321-632-1000. You can also text WMIE to 24365, 24365. If you would like to participate in that, that'll take you to a different screen, and you can give that way. You know, generations of people give different way. My generation writes checks, and some people in my generation carry cash. And then, you know, there's credit cards for emergencies and things like that. Other generations don't carry cash at all. Everything is done with a debit card or done electronically. And so the radio station has made it possible, no matter which generation you are a part of, that you can be able to participate be a blessing to those. And we greatly appreciate your help. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. If it's Creative AC Solutions, if it's WMIE, if it's Jits Concrete, or if it's Wyrick Air and Electric, let them know you heard about them on the radio program. That is encouraging to us, because here's what happens. They tell us, hey, I got a phone call from somebody on the radio program. They said that they'd heard about us on Refresh. And you say, well, what do you need? That just is one of the ways of getting input from people that they're listening, and it's still a ministry that is beneficial to people. So if you've never communicated with us that you are listening and that this program is a blessing, maybe you'd take the opportunity to contact us at 321-454-4263, 321-454-4263, or at meritassembly.com. There's a link that you can send us a message that way. meritassembly@hotmail.com is an email that you can send to us, or you can contact us on our Facebook page. However you choose to do it, let us know that you're listening, because we're not here to, you know, bombard your ears reluctantly. We're looking to provide a ministry that is going to be beneficial, and we like to hear back from you to make sure that we're still on the right track. Let me take you to Psalm 51 today, verse number 14. We're going to read verses 14 through 17. And we're going to end up here today, our study in Psalm 51. It says, "Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise." It says in verse number 14, "Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God." And I want you to know there's only one God that is interested in forgiving you. No, there's only one God who ever paid the price, who was willing to lay down anything of his own in order to come and make your life and my life better. His name is Jesus. We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Those three manifestations of the Godhead are the persons of the Godhead. They are very important. We are very, very thankful. Very, very thankful for their ministries. Okay? But God is a word that is thrown flippantly around in the vocabulary of our society. So I heard something the other day. I was listening to just a snippet of a person who is an atheist, does not believe in God. Okay, does not, makes no bones about it, doesn't believe in God, doesn't want to believe in God, has nothing to do with God. And then he would say things like these, and I may not get them exactly word for word, but these are pretty close. He would say, oh, for the love of God. What, you don't love God? Oh, for God's sake. You don't even believe in a God, and so how can you take up his cause? Or in the name of God. Well, what's the name of the God that you don't believe in? David knew the God that he served, and he knew that God was the only one who could help him with his sin predicament. He was the only God who could help him with mercy. He was the only God who could deliver him from the daily threat that could live over his life because of his past actions. God was the only one that could do that. So we talked yesterday about the importance of praising God. And he goes on here, and he says in verse number 16, "For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it." You've got to understand that David, at this point in time, he has flipped the script that got him into this mess in the first place. What got him in the predicament that he was in was he cared about his desires at that point in time more than God's desires. He might not have put it in that way, but he failed miserably. And then he failed again. I mean, he compounded one problem with another problem with another problem. And he just didn't stop until God sent Nathan and said, "You're the man." And David said, "The king needs to repent." And now he is concerned about what God desires. And he says this, "For you do not desire sacrifice." He didn't need more bulls and goats. He didn't need any more lambs or doves. That wasn't what it was. And it wasn't because David was a miser and didn't want to give to God what he should have given to God. You say, well, how do you know that? Well, you look at all of the things that David supplied for the construction of the temple, and he supplied it not only out of the nation's treasuries, but out of his own personal treasures as well. He had no problem giving. In fact, the day that the ark was brought into Jerusalem, he gave everybody food. Everybody. It was a day of great celebration. So he had flipped the script, and now he was very much concerned. God, what is it you desire? Is it sacrifice? Well, if you remember, Samuel said God desires mercy, or obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And so here, David said, if you were looking for bulls and lambs and turtle doves, I'd give it, but you do not. For you do not delight in burnt offering. Okay? It's not that. It is the obedience that we have. That is what God is looking for. Can I tell you, I love to give. I love to give. I got no problem with it. Everything I have belongs to God. So we through the years have given furniture away. We've given clothes away. We've given cars away. We've received all of those things as well. We've given money away. We still do that. We give to missions. We support the Refresh Radio program personally, not just on a church basis. We're personally invested in this. This is not a revenue stream for me. It is something that I do because I feel that God asked me to do this and opened this door. And so I want to do what delights God, what brings a smile, if you will, to his face, what brings him joy, what is it he is looking for from me? Not as a bossy patron at a restaurant, but someone who delights in the relationship that we have. You do not delight in burnt offering. Well, that brings me to the question, what does bring joy to the heart of God? And I'm not looking for someone to tell me that. I'm looking to have the type of relationship with God where it is this journey of joy, knowing that God's looking out for my best interest, but God, how is it that I can bring joy to you? Okay. The sacrifices of God. What does it take? What is God looking for? And like I say, it's not about the money that we give as much as it is the obedience. I have been quite entertained with some of the memes during the challenges that churches have had, you know, that one of them was the virus that was going around, the coronavirus, that if you covered the sides of your doors and the mantle with Chick-fil-A sauce, that was effective at keeping it out of your house. Now, I want you to know that's funny. It's not funny. Babylon Bee's got some absolutely hilarious stuff that they post. Some people have got some really interesting minds, like when everything had to pretty much go to online worship services, and they came out an article that said churches sending personal fog machines to people's houses so that they wouldn't lose that worship experience from church. And then there was one that said to participate in communion, they had drone delivering communion trays to individuals. Funny stuff. So anyway, what does God delight in? What does he want from us during this difficult time? It says the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Now, when you hear that, the only way that David could speak that authoritatively is if he had lived through it personally. Because I believe that David was devastated by his sin. I believe that when he heard, "You're the man," and that God knew what he had done, it was heart-wrenching. There are some things that I never did in my life because I saw people who did those things, and I saw the damage that it did to other people. I saw the disappointment and the heartache. When you're a pastor, you get to see the highs and you get to see the lows. Many times you get to see more lows than you get to see highs. But David was devastated in his spirit. He had sinned against God. And he said, "God, you're not looking for arrogance. I'm not here to boast about what I did. I'm here to repent of what I did." And he said, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit." I don't know if you've been there. I certainly don't. If a person is boasting of their sin, the only thing that I can conclude is they haven't been to this place recently. They may have never have been there at all. And if we've never been to this place, if we've never been to the very humbling spot of realizing that we have offended the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we've offended the lover of our soul, if we've never been to that place, then we're still lost in our trespasses and in our sins. Don't stay there. I want to tell you, as we are getting ready to celebrate the Passion Week, Jesus' journey on his way to the cross, by this time, he was already there. One of the things that I love is that he turned and he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Even though there were people who were opposing him going to Jerusalem, he said, "I have got to go." And he wasn't going to let emotions, and he wasn't going to let uncertainty, and he certainly wasn't going to let distraction keep him away. David came to that place. He said, "The fact that my sin cost Jesus so much is a very, very difficult place to be." So he says, "A broken and a contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise." Again, it's not about sorrow. It's not about crying tears and weeping and wailing. That is part of it. But too many people get caught up in the manifestations and don't really ever get to the place where they get up, they're ready to change their behavior going forward. The devil will tell you when you have sinned, when you've surrendered to temptation, where you have committed evil against the Lord, he will tell you God doesn't want to have anything to do with you. He's so disappointed in you. He's so hurt that you would do this. And you know, he is hurt. He's turned his back on you. He's not going to forgive you anymore. All of the while, David is shouting from the rooftops, "That's not true. I've been where you are. I repented of my sin. And I found that God was rich in mercy. He has a multitude of tender mercies. And he's not responding to your contrition by shunning you. He's there with open arms to receive you, to blot out your sins, to wipe away your transgressions, to deliver you from the guilt of bloodshed, and to restore joy into your life, to position you spiritually where you were supposed to be all along. That's exactly where God will find you, or where God wants to, what he wants to do in your life." Having a tough time here at the end of the program today, keeping my thoughts fixed. Verse number 18, "Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer you bulls on your altar." See, it wasn't so much about whether God was looking for just rote giving. He was looking for giving that was birthed in the covenant relationship that they were supposed to walk in. "Do good in your good pleasure to Zion." God loves to do good things for his people. I pray that you discover the joy of walking in his provision and in a manner that is pleasing to him. He said, "Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer you," or offer bulls on your altar. What David looked at, he said, "I blew it bigger than I've ever blown it before. But that doesn't have to be the final statement in my testimony. God, if you will restore me, if you will restore to your people the joy that we had and the covenant relationship we had, the conclusion has not been written yet, this negative, defeated conclusion. But instead, God, we will write one where you are praised and you are celebrated and the mercy of God is manifest day in and day out. I pray that you will not stop short of the breakthrough of salvation and forgiveness that God has for you. So I don't know what your weekend holds this week, but I pray that you will fix your eyes on Jesus and you will worship him. However you can worship him. You know, if you have to put on praise and worship music all by yourself, do it. You will find that it is time well spent. I'll conclude the program today by reminding you about the spring offering that is going on here at the radio station. You can reach Paul at 321-632-1000. I believe in the fall offering, they had to prolong the offering in order to make the budget, and it went on for into the following week. If I remember right, my memory's not everything that it's supposed to be, but I think I remember that. Let's make sure that doesn't have to take place this time. 321-632-1000. Tell Paul you heard about him on the Refresh radio program and you want to stand with WMIE for the next 6 months so that the Refresh radio program can continue throughout the air. And text to 24365, text WMIE, and then that will take you to a screen where you can do text to give. And, you know, who knows what they will have that they will make available for the giving platform in the future. But those are all some wonderful good things. And you know what? I pray that you have a weekend that is filled with the joy and the presence of the Lord. And you have the joy of relationship with him more than the false joy that the devil would try and bring your way. God bless you so much. You have a great time. We're going to get out of here, and we will see you on Monday right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
When I sing a simple song of love, when I sing a simple song of truth, when I sing a simple song and my heart breaks in two, it's for you, it's for you, it's for you. When I sing a simple song of love, yeah. When I sing a simple song of truth, when I sing a simple song and my heart breaks in two, it's for you, it's for you. As I stand to take my vow, here is my heart as I say, I do. It's for you, it's for you, it's for you. As I come before you now, as I stand to take my vow, here is my heart as I say, I do. It's for you, it's for you, it's for you. The love of my life has opened the door to the part of heaven I've never known before. The love of my life has opened the door into my surprise. You're more. It's for you.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
What truly is salvation? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Salvation is not just believing something, It is receiving someone.
When you are born again, your birthday gift